God loves us. And we draw near to God now knowing that he is pleased as we join together in prayer. Let us pray. Lord God of history, we thank and praise you today for the way you have been with your people across the years. The way you called Abraham to leave everything and to venture out into the unknown. The way you chose Moses to lead the people of Israel out of slavery and through the wilderness into the promised land. The way you called judges and priests, rulers and prophets, writers and thinkers to guide and challenge your people, teaching them more of your will and constantly seeking to draw them closer to you. For one generation shall tell the next the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. Lord God of history, we thank you for the way Jesus called 12 ordinary people to be his apostles. How through their faith and witness, you chose countless others to become your family, the church. And how through the years, despite all of its faults and its weaknesses, its errors and misunderstandings, you have spoken through your church to countless generations. Ever more people, day by day, coming to a living and saving faith. For one generation shall tell another the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. Lord of history, we thank you for the way you have called our own church into being. The way you led various individuals, guiding them, inspiring them to persevere despite all kinds of obstacles. We thank you, Lord, for the way you have spoken through your people, people just like us, men and women whom you have called your children, on whom you have bestowed your love and your gifts. Lord of history, we thank you for the tradition of faith in which we stand, for the great multitude of witnesses that surround us in past and present. We thank you for all that has been. And today we thank you for this day. And as we, your people, worship in this place, may we sense a peace, a joy, a hope, and a love that inspires us to be the people you have called us to be, wherever you lead us in this world. May we this morning be still and know that you are God. And together now we join in the words that Jesus gave to his first followers, praying those words as we know them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.